So hi, I'm Fabio Picconi, and I will discuss the draft about, maybe I should keep this like this, Alto home proxies. So next slide, please. An Alto home proxy is basically a very simple idea, is that we run a service within the home, and it's basically an Alto proxy. So it fetches information from an Alto server, and uses that information to reply to Alto queries locally within the home. And ideally, such proxies would run on home gateways, so basically ADSL modems, fiber modems, or other home devices such as NAS. Next slide, please. So the main benefits of running Alto home proxies are these. So, of course, we reduce the load on the Alto server, because we, by sending the request to the local proxy, the request is not sent to the Alto server, and this reduces not only the bandwidth on the Alto server, but also the computation. It also reduces the query latency. So not only because we avoid the RTT to the Alto server, but also the Alto server may be overloaded, so may not respond right away. And if a peer-to-peer application is contacting several, has a large neighbor set and needs to choose among those, then all those latencies may add up and degrade performance of the application. It's easy to discover, so you can use local RA network service discovery protocols, such as LSP, PNP, Bonjour. So I'm not saying here that we solved the discovery problem that was mentioned before, but in some cases, it actually may solve the make the problem easier, and I will get to that later. Another advantage is that since ideally this proxy would be running on devices which are always on, such as gateways or NAS, hopefully is always on, then you can fetch Alto information updates during off-peak hours, so to not to load the server or the network. The proxy can also perform redistribution, and the advantage here is that not all applications may implement redistribution, and hopefully the proxy does. And also, another advantage is that you may have multiple applications which are Alto clients within the home, but they are different applications, and they implement redistribution in a different way, because there is no standard way to implement Alto redistribution. Well, if you have Alto proxies running, for instance, on all the gateways of a given ISP, and these Alto proxies have been deployed by that ISP, then you can expect all those proxies to perform the same type of redistribution, and hence you have more efficient redistribution. And finally, a nice feature is that you can expect to enhance user privacy. And the reason here is that since the application is not sending queries to the Alto server, then the Alto server cannot infer the type of content or traffic that the application is accessing, because those queries are resolved locally. Next slide, please.
I think we have a question.
Yeah, sure.
Rich Alini. So let's say that the gateways are deployed by the ISP. I presume that may not help user privacy a whole lot, right?
You're right. In that case, you have to trust...
You have to trust the person who gave you the box, right?
Exactly. Yeah. Yes, yes. You're okay. Right.
Since we have extra time, I might stir the pot a little bit. And you mentioned to me the other day about possibly standardizing some sort of... even going as far as standardizing some sort of a redistribution mechanism so that... I think that would be useful. Standardizing that seems extremely hard, especially if there's existing P2P solutions out there. It's a matter of finding one that would work. I think it would be useful. I'm not quite sure how it would be done.
Yeah, so I agree. It's not straightforward at all to see in what way it would be best to redistribute, but I think that it's an important issue.
So can I ask a clarifying question then? Because it seems like the document in the redistribution portion, which talks about potentially using BitTorrent or something like that, would make sense if what the cache was holding were Alto cost maps. But there's another part of the document which seems to be talking about implementing this as a simple HTTP proxy. And if you do the simple HTTP proxy, then the redistribution has a very curious cache fill property, that it's only useful if the things that your neighbors are looking at are exactly the same things. And, oh, by the way, you're now putting in a box in your network the things that your neighbors are looking at, which has a very serious privacy problem. You also have lost the TLS capability of protecting yourself from end-to-end to the Alto server, and you can't get it back by having the proxy run TLS to the Alto server, because then you're no longer in the same origin, because HTTP and HTTPS are different origins. So I think it might make sense to have a peer-to-peer redistribution mechanism for the Alto maps, because then it's not at all clear what you're looking for, right? But I don't think it makes any sense to do peer-to-peer cache fill of an HTTP proxy for both privacy and other reasons. And I would really discourage you from losing the TLS protection in order to get this optimization.
Yeah, I completely agree, and this is actually mentioned in the draft. Although it's interesting that you point out that the cache sharing thing has privacy implications. But, okay, we'll, maybe we can discuss this later, because I mentioned this in the following slide. There's another question?
Hi, Binso. Since you mentioned the auto information can be updated during the off-peak hours, but the auto server may want applications to update to use the new topology or new cost map information immediately up when there is an update. So how to determine when you use the off-peak hours update or immediately update?
Sure, I agree. So we are not saying how these updates should be distributed. This is just an observation that if the device is always on, compared to, for instance, a client running on a PC, which may be only on when the user is using it, right? If the device is only always on, then you have a much wider range of you know, choices of when to fetch that information. So you can do things like, you know, if you detect that the Alto server load is low, then you push that information, right? And of course, if the client wants to have the most up-to-date information, then
I think if there is no indication from the auto server to your proxy about whether this custom map and, or network map can be updated later, I think the best way for the proxies or for the redistribution gateways is to fetch the new auto information immediately. That's my point.
Okay.
Hi, Reynaldo Peno, Juniper. So I actually like this idea. So as with any new idea, there are some snags and things that need to be fine-tuned. But I like this idea. I like the idea of maybe having a DNS Alto proxy. So it goes back to his so that maybe you can. Look at the DNS requests, and based on auto information, actually give more proximity information on the DNS replies, right? Anyway, I like this idea of having auto proxy on the CPEs. We have experience on doing DNS proxy, and reduces a lot of traffic and on the network and on the DNS servers.
Okay, next slide, please.
Sorry, Rich Alimi. I was just going to make one other comment. I agree it's very useful. I mean, I think it's applicable in more than just home proxies. I mean, a lot of these are very general concepts that are benefits of proxying for, I mean, aside from local discovery like SLP, and right? I think this would be a lot of those are very concepts, and I would really like it if a lot of those concepts were, I mean, either extended or probably extended in applicability beyond home proxies, and I mean at least preserved in some way in the working group, whether it be in your document or moved in somewhere else or something like that. I would very much like these kind of things preserved.
Okay. So I have a question about that. And why are you conceiving these in the terms of proxies and not just Alto servers?
So good question, and I'm coming to that.
Okay, great. Because I think that that's really at the root of what you're optimizing.
This is like the third slide. So, you know, if we move forward, then okay, next slide, please.
Maybe just one hint from my side.
HTMLing.
So there is something in the deployments considerations. It's section, forgot the number, but it's called cascading auto servers. It's maybe something probably to read and discuss further, because we mentioned something. It's not exactly the same, but it goes to the direction.
Okay, that's.
Thank you, Martin. This was a consideration that was coming from the chairs as well. This really seems. I mean, the deployment considerations document seems a great place for documenting this use case.
Okay.
This deployment.
Perfect. Okay. So. So very briefly, so you can imagine, as I was saying before, having the ISP deploy an Alto proxy on all its gateways, because the ISP manages the firmware on the gateways in that case. So through a firmware upgrade, you could have the proxy running on all the users of that ISP. And before I was saying that this, in some scenarios you may solve the discovery issue. Well, in this case, you could imagine that the ISP not only deploys the Alto proxy, but also configures the Alto proxy to use that ISP's Alto information or act as a proxy of the ISP's Alto server, right? So in that case, the application, through a very simple bonjour or LSP discovery, can use the local proxy and don't worry about doing reverse DNS and stuff like that. And the other deployment scenario is the user maybe doesn't trust the ISP's gateway, as somebody was saying, so we installs its own user-managed proxy on a home device such as a NAS through a firmware upgrade on APT package and so on. Next slide, please. Proxy configuration parameters. Default Alto proxy. So if the application doesn't specify which Alto proxy it should use, then you can imagine it sends a request to the proxy, and then the proxy uses the default Alto. That's default Alto server. I'm sorry, there's a mistake in the slide. And the proxy will use a default Alto server to answer that request. And how to configure that default server? Either user input or reverse DNS, as was discussed before. Regarding your question, the proxy behavior may be one of two, either a caching proxy, standard HTTP caching proxy, or a local Alto server, right? And I will get to that later. And then other configuration parameters such as maximum cache size, expiration time, and so on. Next slide, please. Proxy behavior, you can imagine having transparent or non-transparent proxies. So if it runs on the gateway, then you could imagine having, for instance, a transparent HTTP caching proxy. You will have all the benefits of a caching proxy, right? So reducing traffic, without the application being aware of such a proxy. Of course, as somebody was saying, this applies to the application fetching the entire cost map and not specific queries of that application because they may not be cached. Or non-transparent, so running on the gateway on the NAS, and that's another scenario. Next slide, please. Going back to the difference between caching proxy and local server, so caching proxy is basically an HTTP cache. It's simple, it's well known, and the disadvantage is that you may get a cache miss if that information has not been cached before. If the proxy behaves as a local Alto server, then basically what it does is it fetches the entire cost map and network map and then uses that information to compute the response to the query locally and return that result. Of course, then it has some disadvantages, as was already being pointed out before. So if you're signing data, or the application is expecting the data to be signed by the origin Alto proxy, then that's a problem. If you're using stuff such as TLS, then that's a problem. And also if you're using non-publicly known cost models, so the Alto proxy is using some cost model, but it's not making it publicly known, then it's going to be difficult to replicate that behavior locally. Next slide, please. Security issues, SSL, TLS, as was mentioned before. So one solution might be to switch back to plain HTTP, the rationale being that if the user has installed the proxy, configured it, or it's deployed by the ISP, then the user trusts that local proxy, trusts the local network. So hopefully there's no eavesdropping and stuff like that on the local network. So you go back to HTTP. Otherwise, you could maybe have the ISP providing signed certificates to those proxies, those Alto servers or proxies running on the on its gateways. And finally, as I was mentioning before, there's the advantage of user privacy because the queries are not sent to a centralized point that may infer the pattern accesses, the access patterns. Sorry. Next slide, please. So regarding the ARTO protocol, so this is an open question. So basically, I'm bringing the question to the group. Does this use case imply modifications to the ARTO protocol? So I'm not an expert on HTTP 1.1, so and all the you know scenarios of caching proxies. So I'm wondering whether this use case may need some additional headers which are specific to the Alto server, for instance, to force an update of Alto information or to control the behavior of intercepting proxies if they're transparent, or whether this can be solved with all the standard HTTP 1.1 mechanisms. So this is a question that I'm asking. I don't know the answer. But maybe Richard has the answer.
So can I ask a clarifying question here? Are you talking about an interception proxy that intercepts only Alto queries?
Well, it may intercept all HTTP traffic going out of the home, but in this case what interests us is a request towards Alto servers.
Well, this seems kind of an odd thing to do, frankly, to introduce a transparent interception proxy and to give us all the delights of hotel living at home in terms of connectivity in order to get this particular optimization. And you really can't get it without that, because putting in an interception proxy for an HTTP-based protocol that doesn't look at every single HTTP request response won't work. You may be able to say, I don't touch this one, I'm not going to intercept this one because it's not an Alto, but you have to look at every single one to figure it out.
You're right.
You're going to create a huge problem for yourself if you go down the interception proxy route. And I would suggest to you, approaching this as an HTTP proxy in general is going to generate more problems for you than it will solve, especially because of the TLS and other issues. On the other hand, if you're willing to run it as a local server, you've made your service discovery problem a lot more tractable. If what you're doing is putting into a home gateway a local Alto server, that home gateway can be easily modified to use DHCP or some other mechanism, as you pointed out, Bonjour, UPnP, to advertise its presence, and your mechanism there has gotten a lot more tractable. So I think if you go forward with this, really focusing it on how do you successfully run a local server, especially if it wants to get cost maps from multiple places as an aggregated service, would be very useful. I think running an interception proxy or even a non-intercepting HTTP proxy in order to get this done is going to be capturing, you know, an elephant in order to get a gnat. All of the HTTP traffic, our friendly HTTP-based video services, everything will go through this thing, even if it's not touched by it. That's going to be really painful.
So definitely you have a point there. We are considering the intercepting proxy as a scenario because home gateways are becoming more and more powerful. So today, most of the gateways, they have a very slow CPU, right? But there's already home gateways in the market that have Intel Atom-based CPUs, so they're becoming more powerful, and you might expect, more features on gateways. And an intercepted proxy could be there to you know, for lots of reasons. I agree that it opens a box, you know.
It's so much worse than you think, though, right? In order to prevent somebody from using the HTTPS version of what the UNAPTOR query gave them for finding this, in order to intercept this correctly, you're going to actually have to tell them not to use TLS to reach this service in order to do what you intend to do. So presuming that they even include an unsigned UNAPTOR record, which allows you to present this as HTTP, you're going to have to take out the HTTPS one or modify it so it says HTTP instead of HTTPS. And, oh, by the way, you've broken DNSSEC. Thanks for playing. And you're going to have to do that at the DNS in order to get this interception proxy to work in the common case. So now you've got a proxy that's intercepting both the DNS and HTTP in order to handle what's probably going to be one or two or five queries a day, and it's going to be in the path of the vast majority of queries that pass through that gateway. Why is it going to be helpful to do all of that work to optimize this, especially because you're still going to get cache misses anytime somebody changes the parameters which they're asking for? This just doesn't seem like the right place to optimize this.
No. Well, I never said that we would do interception of all the HTTP requests just for the ALTO. Okay?
How do you determine that a request is or is not an ALTO request, since an ALTO request without looking at each one?
I understand. So what I'm saying is I'm assuming that the gateway already intercepts all HTTP requests because it's not doing interception just for ALTO. It's doing interception for other things. So we are adding the ALTO feature to a gateway which is already doing interception of HTTP requests for caching, for whatever other reasons, right? So we're not going to go through all the trouble of HTTP interception just for ALTO. I never said that.
The document seems to. The way the document is written, well, it does not actually contain text.
Then it's unclear, and I will modify it. But this is the idea. The other thing that I had to say is I understand that if the client wants to use TLS to verify the identity of the server, then going back to HTTP is a problem. But what about going back to HTTP and having the data, the reply, signed by the ALTO server at the application level?
So the problem you're going back to is you want to do this in interception and not to tell the client it's happening, right? So the client gets something that tells it to use TLS, and so it's uncacheable, right? So anything that passes through your normal standard proxy server that's TLS is uncacheable. Interception or not interception. If you're already doing this for some other reason, you know that there's a large part of the traffic that just passes through on a connect, right? And in that situation, if you're already running an HTTP caching server, if there's a cache hit, you'll get it. There's nothing special you need to do, right? If you start to do special things in order to make this a cache hit when it normally would not be, the slope you're on is very, very slippery, and there are rats in a rat hole at the bottom.
Why don't we hear some other voices in this discussion, too?
Rich Halimi, I was just going to, you asked about changes to HTTP. I would hope that HTTP 1.1 supports everything you need for caching. I'm talking about the non-transparent case. I would hope that HTTP 1.1 supports everything that we need. The only one that possibly comes to mind is, let's say a local proxy was getting maps, and then it was asked to resolve like an endpoint cost query or something like that. You may want to expose two timestamps to the client. To the client, one is the original time that the map was received. The other one is the time, like you know, the last modified, whatever. The one that relates to caching of that particular request. The only other one that I could imagine wanting to know is like the original time received time of the map. But that's the only one that comes to mind. But for caching, I really hope that 1.1 has everything you need, and I think it does.
I think we have Reynaldo and Andrew, and we need to cut line and wrap up on this presentation.
Yeah, so I agree that the HTTP interception, it's not a very good idea, but I like the draft. So I think that if you run, I like the DNS ALTO because because there are many applications that might not have a auto client, or the auto client might not be built into the stack, right? And DNS today fuels anyway most of CDN. So, but on the other hand, if you're not going down that route and this becomes a working group document, I'd like to focus on an actual auto server, if not the DNS stuff, running on the CPE, right? You have multicast today in home discovery. You have the APIs on most OSs and everything else to do this, right? I mean, but it's a good idea.
Okay. Andrew Sullivan, I confess that I still don't exactly understand all of the things here, just because I haven't read these often enough to understand what's going on. But to the extent that you need to call to change DNS packets on the way back, and in particular, if you're going to be changing if you're going to be changing the payload of your DNS answer, you're going to have problems. You should be aware that we are trying to convince people to put validation out on the endpoints in browsers and so on. So to the extent, partly because what we're trying to do is use Dane to allow you to do TLS, to initiate TLS from those endpoints, which means that you need to be able to do validation out on those endpoints. So while you're busy trying to put this in the middle of the thing, which is going to involve modification of those packets, which will guarantee that they will fail DNS validation, I'm busy over somewhere else trying to get everybody to validate, and you've got two trains on the same track and they're headed the opposite direction. So I suggest that you may want to think about the implications of that.
Right. So in the most common scenario, we don't rely on DNS at all. So the way is the most common case scenario is it's the ISP's gateway.
Right.
The ISP has deployed the.
I got all that part. Right. I'm not that confused. The problem is that it seems to me there are a number of corner cases here where you don't have any choice but to have these DNS lookups, and they're all going to fail is what I'm trying to tell you. So if your answer to that is to like lie to the endpoint by saying, well, this isn't really signed or anything like that, the whole point of DNSSEC is to detect that you have just done that, and you are a man in the middle, and it's all going to fail. And I'm not sure that message has gone all the way through. So that's what I'm trying to tell you.
Okay. Thank you.
So, Fabio, to summarize, it seems that there is quite interest in this deployment approach. I guess the main important point you should take home from today is that the transparent proxy thing is something worth documenting as a should not, right? Then we can certainly follow up on the mailing list on this, and probably you should touch base with the deployment considerations holders to see whether there is room for a merger. Thank you for documenting the